Dear friends, how are you doing? Or as Methodist founder John Wesley would say, how is it with your soul? I, for one, am having times of sadness and worry and fear as my family and I try to navigate our lives through this crazy, challenging months of pandemic and social injustice and social and political unrest. You can get swept up easily in the week's news and become overwhelmed and weary. Frankly, the world just feels broken. Compound that with our personal struggles with such things like broken hearts from failed relationships or broken bodies from illness or abuse or addiction and broken spirits from the grief of the loss of a job or the loss of a loved one, and one can feel lost, alone, and hopeless. Today we are continuing our message series, Broken, Good News for Tough Times. In the first week of the series, we heard the good news that God loves each of us, is always with us, and that nothing, not even our brokenness or the brokenness of the world, can separate us from God's love. Last week, Pastor Scott shared the good news that God's grace is freely given and available to all of humanity. Although our behaviors, our social systems, organizations, and frankly, even some churches try to divide us, telling us who's excluded and who doesn't belong, God's story of love and grace is all inclusive. No matter our differences, such as race or sexuality, age or gender, and even regardless of our doubts and our differences in beliefs, we are all included in part of God's story, and each one of us are honored and loved by God. Now let us discover this week's good news. To start, I want you to think about a time when you received a special gift. A gift given to you with you not having to do anything to earn it, or without any expectation of giving anything in return. Maybe it was a gift given out of deep love, or kindness, or generosity. Like a long-lost friend coming to your father's funeral, or a loved one giving you their most prized possession, or receiving forgiveness after hurting someone very deeply. Once you have something in mind, I want you to think about how receiving that gift made you feel. Were you surprised, speechless? Did you feel a sense of deep gratitude or love? And what was the impact on your life for receiving such a gift? Now hold on to those thoughts as we dive into Scripture a little bit. Paul was writing the new Christians in Rome, people who were being persecuted for their religion by the Roman Empire. They were driven to worship secretly in their houses, separated from their church family, living in fear of being discovered. Although we are not under religious persecution today, with the social distancing and quarantining we are doing, trying to keep safe from this pandemic, I can kind of imagine what the Romans might have been feeling, that during a very stressful and dangerous time, for the safety of all involved, having to stay away from the very people you want to be around most to help you get through it all. The scripture from today starts with Paul saying, Moses writes about the righteousness, that is, by the law. The person who does these things will live by them. Paul is referring to the Old Testament law that God shared with Moses. The law was the compilation of 613 different commandments and statutes given to the Israelites so they could live healthy and righteous lives. God was clear that living outside of these laws would bring brokenness and suffering to his people. However, the Israelites were human. and after some time started straying from their lives, doing their own things, relying on themselves instead of relying on the power of God to keep them from sinning and the consequences that brought. As you fast forward through the rest of the Old Testament, a pattern of repeated brokenness emerges. The Israelites were reminded of God's law and for righteous living. And then the people repented of their sins and recommitted to God and following him and his laws. After some time, God's people were again complacent and fall into immoral living and suffer from the consequences of their sinful choices. Eventually, the suffering became too much, and the people pray and cry out to God, asking for his mercy and relief from their suffering. God, hearing their cries, draws them back to him, gives them someone to remind them of the laws, and reminds them how living within the laws will restore their brokenness and bring them peace and joy. This pattern and story repeats itself again and again and again through countless generations due to the brokenness of the people and the brokenness in the world. It seemed like this pattern would go on forever and ever until the end of time. Can you imagine what it must have been like for the Israelites? Given the recent events, I started to see a pattern of repeated brokenness with our nation's struggle with racial injustice. Hundreds of years and many generations have gone by fighting for equality for all, and a lot of progress has been made. We become complacent, thinking the progress made is enough, and then all go our separate ways and doing things in our own separate lives. Then our racial sin becomes evident again in a senseless act of injustice, like the unnecessary deaths of black lives. And we are reminded that we are still broken, and that we're not as far along as we had hoped or believed. We are faced with the fact that the problem is still there, and we must again repent of our personal and collective sin, and work together to bring the change that is needed so that all may live free of injustices like racism. You see, the good news is what the Old Testament couldn't do, the incarnation and resurrection of Jesus did. Jesus, who's God's Son, was sent into the world to take on our sins through his death on the cross, his resurrection into eternal life. Jesus gave his life, a gift free to all humanity, saving us from the consequences of sin, such as separation from God and even death. In the Old Testament, one's salvation required perfectly following all of God's law. Jesus was the end of that law. Because of what Jesus did for us on the cross, what is now required for our salvation is simply, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It is through God's love and through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus that we can receive salvation and the promise of eternal life. There is nothing we can do to earn it. And it is not something we can achieve through righteous living, generous giving, or sacrificial service. As the scripture said, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved." Salvation is a gift. God's gift of salvation washes away our sins, restores our relationship to the Creator, and carries and strengthens us through difficult times, like during a pandemic or racial injustice. God sends us his Holy Spirit and fills us, surrounds us, comforts us, protects us, and heals our brokenness. Imagine what that could mean to the world in turmoil if everyone heard this good news and accepted the free gift of salvation. but the world is still in upheaval. And our lives are still prone to times of illness and brokenness. Our faith is meeting new challenges and situations. But may our salvation through Christ and God's love now bring us the reassurance we need that He is always there to save, to heal, to restore, and strengthen us. Such good news in tough times. Do you remember that special gift I asked you to think of at the beginning of the service? Think again about the feelings you had after receiving that gift and what it meant to you. Salvation is God's free, selfless, extravagant gift, given because of His deep and passionate love for you. This gift is life-changing if you will just accept it. What will your response to God's gift be? Do you want to receive healing and transformation? Do you want to experience the peace and joy that salvation can bring to your life? If so, join me in saying this prayer of salvation. Whether you are accepting Christ for the very first time today, or if you'd like to renew your commitment to God, let us open up our hearts to Christ and accept His precious gift of salvation. Let us pray. Dear God, I come to You in prayer, broken and suffering, asking for the forgiveness of my sins. I confess with my mouth and believe with my heart that Jesus is Your Son, that He died on the cross to wash away my sins and rose from the dead so that I may have eternal life with You in heaven. I ask You right now to come into my life and be my personal Lord and Savior. I thank You for Your free gift of salvation. Heal my brokenness and fill me with Your Holy Spirit and love. I praise You and I will worship You with all of my days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen.